堂听 class.com。
北京市2009年高级中等学校招生考试预测卷八。
Section 1. Number 1. Look, it's raining heavily, isn't it?
That's great. It's hot these days.
Look, it's raining heavily, isn't it?
That's great. It's hot these days.
Number 2. Next Tuesday is my mother's birthday, but I don't know what I should buy for her.
It's hot now. Why not buy her a hat?
Next Tuesday is my mother's birthday, but I don't know what I should buy for her.
It's hot now. Why not buy her a hat?
Number 3. I want to be a dancer when I grow up. What about you?
My parents say a lawyer is a good job, but I want to be a teacher.
I want to be a dancer when I grow up. What about you?
My parents say a lawyer is a good job, but I want to be a teacher.
Number 4. My friend looks quite funny. She has short, curly hair. She is not tall, and she is very heavy. My friend looks quite funny. She has short, curly hair. She is not tall, and she is very heavy.
Section 2. Text 1.
Excuse me, how much is the watch?
Usually, it's 120 yuan. But today, it's only half price.
Excuse me, how much is the watch?
Usually, it's 120 yuan. But today, it's only half price.
Text 2.
Be careful, Lucy.
Don't worry, Dad. The traffic lights are red.
Be careful, Lucy.
Don't worry, Dad. The traffic lights are red.
Text 3.
Do you often go to the movies?
Yes. I usually go to see a film twice a month.
Which movie theater do you often go to?
Movie City. It is very near my home.
I usually go to Hunan Great Theater. It has comfortable seats. Do you often go to the movies?
Yes.I usually go to see a film twice a month.
Which movie theater do you often go to?
Movie City. It is very near my home.
I usually go to Hunan Great Theater. It has comfortable seats.
Excuse me, Dad. I left my suitcase in the What's your name, please?
Stephen Young.
Could you describe your suitcase, Miss Young?
Sure. It's brown, not very new, and about so big.
What do you have inside?
My ID card and all my money, about $50. Excuse me, sir. I left my suitcase in the waiting hall.
What's your name, please?
Stephen Young.
Could you describe your suitcase, Miss Young?
Sure. It's brown, not very new, and about so big.
What do you have inside?
My ID card and all my money, about $50.
Text 5. Hello, young man. What's wrong with you?
I can't sleep well at night.
How long have you been like this?
For 2 days.
Okay, now open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. And then I feel tired all day.
Well, don't worry. Nothing serious. But try to go to bed at the same time every night and get enough exercise.Take the medicine 3 times a day.
Okay.
Don't drink too much tea at night. You'll soon be all right.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Hello, young man. What's wrong with you?
I can't sleep well at night.
How long have you been like this?
For 2 days.
Okay. Now open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.And then I feel tired all day.
Well, don't worry. Nothing serious. But try to go to bed at the same time every night and get enough exercise. Take the medicine 3 times a day.
Okay.
Don't drink too much tea at night. You'll soon be all right.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.Text 6. Excuse me, could you tell me the way to Bank of China?
All right. It's at Chang'an Street.
But where's Chang'an Street? I'm new here.
It's a bit far from here. You'd better take a bus.
Which bus shall I take?
Number 1 bus, I think. It will take you about 20 minutes to get there.
Is the bus stop near here?
Yes. First you must cross the street.Then go down that street and take the 2nd turning on your right. And walk on 40 meters. You can see the bus stop.
Go down that street and take the 2nd turning on my left?
No, you are wrong. It's on your right. Well, let me take you there. I'm just going there now, to the Bank of Beijing. It's between Bank of China and the supermarket.
That's very kind of you. Thanks a lot.
It's my pleasure.Let's go.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to Bank of China?
All right. It's at Chang'an Street.
But where's Chang'an Street? I'm new here.
It's a bit far from here. You'd better take a bus.
Which bus shall I take?
Number 1 bus, I think. It will take you about 20 minutes to get there.
Is the bus stop near here?
Yes.First you must cross the street, then go down that street and take the 2nd turning on your right, and walk on 40 meters. You can see the bus stop.
Go down that street and take the 2nd turning on my left?
No, you are wrong. It's on your right. Well, let me take you there. I'm just going there now, to the Bank of Beijing. It's between Bank of China and the supermarket.
That's very kind of you.Thanks a lot.
It's my pleasure. Let's go. Text 7. Sally was a student. It was going to be her mother's birthday. She wanted to buy her present that would be nice and useful, but not expensive. A week before her mother's birthday, she went shopping after a quick and simple lunch. After she had been looking for the umbrella for half an hour, she found a shop that was selling cheap umbrellas and decided to take a black one, since her mother had lost hers the month before. She thought that her mother could carry it when she was wearing clothes of any color. So she decided to buy a lovely black umbrella, and she took it back to the school with her until her classes had finished. On her way back home in the train that evening, she went to the toilet, leaving the black umbrella above her seat. But when she got back, it was gone. When she left, there were no other passengers there. But now there were three. Sally began to cry when she saw that the umbrella was no longer there. The other passengers felt sorry for her and asked her what was the matter. After they learned what had happened, they asked her for her mother's address so that they could send the umbrella to her if someone had taken it by mistake. The next week, Sally heard from her mother. She said, "Thank you very much for your lovely present. But why did you send me three black umbrellas?" Sally was a student. It was going to be her mother's birthday. She wanted to buy her present that would be nice and useful, but not expensive. A week before her mother's birthday, she went shopping after a quick and simple lunch. After she had been looking for the umbrella for half an hour, she found a shop that was selling cheap umbrellas and decided to take a black one, since her mother had lost hers the month before. She thought that her mother could carry it when she was wearing clothes of any color. So she decided to buy a lovely black umbrella, and she took it back to the school with her until her classes had finished. On her way back home in the train that evening, she went to the toilet, leaving the black umbrella above her seat. But when she got back, it was gone. When she left, there were no other passengers there. But now there were three. Sally began to cry when she saw that the umbrella was no longer there. The other passengers felt sorry for her and asked her what was the matter. After they learned what had happened, they asked her for her mother's address so that they could send the umbrella to her if someone had taken it by mistake. The next week, Sally heard from her mother. She said, "Thank you very much for your lovely present. But why did you send me three black umbrellas?"
Text 8. Millions of children in the United States ride safely to and from school on school buses each day. Although taking school buses is the safest way to get them to school, each year about 33 school-age children die in traffic accidents, which are to do with school buses. Most of those killed are between 5 and 7 years old. They are hit in the danger area around the bus, either by a passing car or by the school bus itself. Young children are most likely to be hit because they hurry to get on or off the bus, act before they think, and have little experience with traffic. They believe that drivers will see them and will wait for them to cross, and they don't always stay within the bus driver's sight. Therefore, more and more attention has been paid to the safety of the school buses, and children are warned to obey the traffic rules and be careful all the time. Millions of children in the United States ride safely to and from school on school buses each day. Although taking school buses is the safest way to get them to school, each year, about 33 school-age children die in traffic accidents, which are to do with school buses. Most of those killed are between 5 and 7 years old. They are hit in the danger area around the bus, either by a passing car or by the school bus itself. Young children are most likely to be hit because they hurry to get on or off the bus, act before they think, and have little experience with traffic. They believe the drivers will see them and will wait for them to cross, and they don't always stay within the bus driver's sight. Therefore, more and more attention has been paid to the safety of the school buses, and children are warned to obey the traffic rules and be careful all the time.